it's time to let's get crazy.
Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm outside the Whistle Stop with
Elizabeth and Nico.
Hi.
Of Love Grenades.
Kick your heels and we'll go.
How long has your current trio been together?
Well, this lineup has been about 8 months?
About a year. This lineup, yeah, or yeah, maybe a little bit before a year. Let's say a year.
To be safe.
How did the band's name come to about?
I just kind of had a lyric in another, I used to be in another band, and so I had this lyric that involved that name, and I was like, wait a minute, I should start like my own project and call it Love Grenades. And so that's how it came about. Mm-hmm. And the other band was like, no, we don't like that name. We don't want to change our name. And I was like, fine, I'm starting my own thing.
And was that the punk band that you were in?
Yes.
What's the biggest misconception about the punk genre?
The biggest misconception of punk music, I think, is that everyone thinks that punk music, I don't know, modern day is like all Blink-182 or something, mm-hmm. when there's just so much that has come out of punk music. You can do electronic music and I think it could be punk music. You can do like instrumental music and I think it's punk. I think it's more the attitude and not so much the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 and like four band members doing whatever, you know. New York is all Ramones and like LA is totally X and Black Flag and stuff like that. But then there's also DC punk music like Minor Threat and stuff like that. So, man, London, The Clash, Sex Pistols and stuff. There's so much good stuff.
I always see such a contrast for the LA scene because you've got Beverly Hills, you know, and all this glamour that the movies portray, and then you've got the like this live punk scene going on.
Yeah, it's awesome. And even today, there's like, you know, a lot of bands like at The Smell and stuff, like these awesome new punk bands that come out. Like I just saw a Crass tribute like not too long ago that was amazing, and it's just all these young kids that are so passionate about it. It makes me happy to be a punk lover. I don't know.
It could be about rebellion too. I mean, if you mentioned that, oh, Beverly Hills, Hollywood,
yeah,
it's about maybe going against that idea. That's how I see it, you know. I mean
Beverly Hills and all those like fancy places, it remind me of just like all the people that came from not Los Angeles that came here to kind of like make a name for the city, and I'm always fighting people and arguing with people about like that's not what LA is about. That's not the heart and soul of LA. The heart and soul is like punk music or the music that young kids make mixed with like gang culture, you could say, you know, just like a different world.
So what's your favorite venue to play in LA?
I like the Echo.
Yeah, the Echo's kind of a It's been a venue that we've done a lot, so we're very comfortable in that. Also the feel of it is more of a punk style, meaning like it's not completely pretty, you know, and it's well put together in terms of the system and everything, but the feel is kind of as if you're out in the street, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
You've worked with Dave Darling numerous times. What does he bring to your creative process?
He just kind of frees me up to kind of feel like I can do anything. Like I get stuck into this like, no, I want everything to be this way. And he kind of lets me know like, hey Liz, you may like this, but maybe, you know, it'll be better if we did it this way. He's just a really good producer and he kind of allows me to be myself, but then also enables me to kind of stretch out and grow like a hippie. I don't know.
Are you guys going to be recording some new songs soon?
Yeah.
I know the last time you were here, you tried out a new song. I don't know what it was called, but...
Yeah. What did we try
Pressure.
Out? Pressure, yes. My favorite song.
It might have
song.
Been like brand new when we played it here.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was
I didn't
so
even
good.
Know the lyrics. What are lyrics? Who cares? But yeah, I'm still kind of new at it. I'm still learning it. And it's becoming different every time we play. I hope not.
Well, that makes a different show every night, though. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Listen, it's time to figure it out. It's time to know what you're all about.
You gotta know you won't get left out. Will you get married? I say it's time to buy you a house. You gotta find you a great day out. We'll throw a party, don't just make out. Cause now it's fading pressure. We gotta find a way out. Don't wanna grow up and be turned out. Don't wanna know what it's all about. My hair is graying, tripping and turning and falling. I'm feeling I'm liking the way that I was when I wasn't.
Like a ragtag sleeping through Sundays.
Laughing and laughing cause everything's moving faster and faster. We're here though we're gone.
If someone was to write a screenplay about the band, what would the final scene be?
Oh my God. The final scene would be... Final scene would be like, I don't want to do what you want to do. I'm going to do it my way. And then we'd play, you know, the Frank Sinatra song, My Way. No, I'm kidding. But it would be the Sid Vicious version. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be on your huge label. I want to be on my own label, and then I start my own label. Yeah.
And it would happen in L.A.
It would happen in L.A.? Yeah. Nico would start his own porn company, and then we would make soundtracks for porn.
And all the actors and actresses are going to have, like, accents and things like that, too?
Yeah, they'll all be from, you know, Latin America.
You mentioned that your new song, Pressure. When will you be releasing a new album?
A new album, probably in the fall. Oh, wait. This is the fall. But I would say, like, late October, I'm probably going to put something out. I have, I have a mix CD that I made that's really awesome, and it has Pressure on it. So it's kind of like a post-punk, no-wave, dark-wave, cold-wave, whatever kind of compilation. And, yeah, I just thought that it... Yeah, I wanted so bad to get it out there before I put stuff out. But.
Any last words for your fans?
Come to our show in Long Beach, San Diego.
Yeah, come to LA, San Diego.
Yeah, come to LA. No, we'll probably be back very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it here. So, and we'll be here all weekend, actually, going to like a lot of the different shows and stuff like that. It's like Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah, so we'll be here. If you guys want to party with us, we're staying at Lafayette.
Okay. Until that pool party starts tomorrow.
Totally. We really look into the future, you know, tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we're piratepods.com. Can you give us your best pirate impression?
Arr!
I don't think I can do one.
Come on, you can do it. I am a pirate.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Was that okay?
Oh, yeah.
This place got big dreams. They don't include me. I'm not from Kansas. I'm from L.A. You hate my city. You hate the cultures. Why don't you go back to shoveling?